Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome again to Nature Notes with our NAFTRA's friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in moments. Denny Long here. You've been hearing me talk about Cardinal Corner, my friends Pam and Lee there, for about 6-7 years now. Have you been there yet? You really should check it out. They are so much more than a bird seed store. In fact, they just received a shipment of beautiful craft glass bird baths. They almost look like a flower. And they come in the colors of purple, amber, and white, a speckled glass, and a blue pointed bowl. The birds love splashing around in these new bird baths. Cardinal Corner also has a 7.5 by 15 inch hanging teardrop glass art balls that should be beautiful when they catch all the sunlight. Cardinal Corner, we say it every week, has the freshest bird seed around. And they have a monthly newsletter filled with all kinds of tips and stories. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Stop in, see Lee and Pam. They're in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. You can call them 651-455-6556 or online at cardinalcorner.com. Pay them a visit. You'll see that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Well, good morning to you, Jim Gilbert, on this holiday weekend.
Yes, yes.
A cloudy one.
Yeah, you know what? It's clear out here in Lake Waconia area.
Good.
Right now, 56 degrees, a pretty strong northwest wind. But with a clear sky, I'm listening, even with the wind, I've got the window open a tiny bit, listening to a house wren, American robin, Baltimore oriole singing in our backyard. I want to say congratulations to my environmental studies students and many others who are graduating from Gustavus Adolphus College in St. Peter today. Of course, graduation is always a fantastic event. Sunrise today in the greater Twin Cities area, 5:32. Sunset, 8:49. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight. We have gained 2 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 13 minutes since last Sunday, and now 6 hours and 30 minutes is the total amount of daylight gained since December 21st. That's 6 hours and 30 minutes we've gained. And Denny, we still have 19 minutes more daylight to gain by June 20th.
And we love every minute of it.
Yeah, that's for sure. They're all precious. Normal high for day is 73, normal low 53. Records for today, May 28th in the Twin Cities, high 98, set in 1934, low of only 28, set in 1842. On this date, May 28th, 1965, there was a trace of snow that fell in the Twin Cities, and the most rain we've ever received on this date was 2.08 inches, a little over 2 inches on this date, 1899. We have a new waxing crescent moon that rises this morning, 8:37, and will set tonight at 11:50, so it can be easily seen tonight if we have, you know, breaks in the cloud cover. First quarter moon is this Thursday, June 1st, and our next full moon is Friday, June 9th. White-tailed deer fawns, they weigh about 7 pounds at birth, are arriving. Twins are common. Last Sunday, Tom Bovers observed his first of the year newly born white-tailed deer fawn at Riverbend Nature Center in Faribault. Rick Haley from Delano saw and quickly photographed a newborn fawn at Lake Rebecca Park, that's just outside of Delano, this last Monday, the 22nd. And on Thursday, the 25th, Marlene Simon saw a newborn fawn in a wooded area just a few feet from their garden on the edge of Northfield. The old-fashioned Brillaria spirea is still blooming nicely in southern and into central Minnesota and western Wisconsin. Each mature 6-foot-tall shrub looks like a white fountain right now. Saw many of those just yesterday. Northern Lights azaleas are blooming now, along with bridal wreath spirea. There's a spectacular display of Northern Lights azalea blossoms at the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum, located along State Highway 5, a couple of miles west of Chanhassen. Cultivars developed and released by the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum include pink lights with pink flowers, and of course white lights having virtually white flowers, and they were both introduced in 1984. But other Northern Lights azalea cultivars have yellow, orange, or purple flowers, and they are spectacular. This is what naturalist Matt Chute said. He was leading a hike in the arboretum yesterday, and by the way, they saw 55 species of birds, saw and heard, on their hike yesterday, including least and willow flycatchers, chestnut-sided warbler, Tennessee warbler, American redstarts, rose-breasted grosbeaks, and an indigo bunting. The harvest of alfalfa hay has begun. Diane and Dave Hearing report that some farmers in the Waterville area began harvesting their first crop of alfalfa this past Wednesday, May 24th. Rainy conditions have caused major delays in planting this May in the Waterville area. Henry Kruger from rural Cologne observed his first alfalfa field cut also this past Wednesday, May 24th, a week later than last year. Sandy and I drove to Prairie Farm, Wisconsin yesterday. That's in western Wisconsin, her hometown. We visited Jen and Jim Johnson, went out to the cemetery and put flowers out. Just had a nice time being there. But while there, we noticed that alfalfa hay harvest had begun in that area, also Connersville and New Richmond area, had begun a few days earlier. Maybe the harvest there started Wednesday, too. In Prairie Farm area, the woodland wildflowers blooming include a really nice show of large flowered trillium, lyre-leaf rockcress, wild geranium, and columbine. Just fantastic. Jim Hovder from Little Rock Lake near Rice, Minnesota, reports that the lake water temperature rose from 51 on May 19th to 56 this past Friday, the 26th. Jim and his wife Jan were pleased to see a now quite rare red-headed woodpecker at their feeding station this past Friday morning. He hopes it comes back many times. They both do, in fact. Our son John is at Flag Island off of Angle Inlet. I've never been to Angle Inlet, Denny, but it's the northernmost point in the continental USA, and of course it's part of Minnesota.
I've never been there either. I'd like to try that.
You know, anyway, they had to go through Canada to get there.
Oh, sure.
But they're fishing on Lake of the Woods, and he's on this fishing trip with his father-in-law, Matt Amundsen from Henricks, and there are three other men there, too. But anyway, they report water temperature to be 58 degrees. Birding is very good, and fishing is even better. They've been catching walleyes, northern, smallmouth bass, perch, and crappies. John caught a 15.5-inch long crappie yesterday, so he was pretty excited about that one. We got time for a few more of these?
Sure.
Okay. Julie Brophy reports that last Monday, she and Bill saw a hen wood duck with five young, and this hen was calling, and then 10 more young wood ducks leaped out of their box into the water there at Kelzer Pond, right in their backyard. So 15 total young. That's quite a large brood to take care of. She also said that on Monday, the first of the year green frogs began calling at Kelzer Pond. On Tuesday, she went birding with her Tuesday birding group. They observed 70 species. Now, this is at Robert Bird Sanctuary. It's right near Lake Harriet, right in Minneapolis. and they saw many warblers, and they saw a female rubber-throated hummingbird building a nest.
How about that?
Yeah. This is that tiny little nest. So now we know the ruby-throated hummingbirds are building nests.
That's great to hear.
That was fantastic.
See, we got a nice, just yesterday, Jim, an email from Lou in Northern Iowa, a listener in Northern Iowa, said, saw two male scarlet tanagers at Pilot Knob State Park in North Iowa, just east of Forest City, Iowa, a couple days ago. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, Lou. I would love to see a scarlet tanager. I haven't seen one for several years now. Oh.
And we had a text, actually a couple of them I want to get to, and we have phone callers too, for Nature Notes. On Tuesday morning, we awoke to find a common nighthawk sleeping on our deck rail. Since then, we've noticed a large group of them swooping and gliding high above the river in the evenings. What can you tell us about nighthawks? That comes from a listener in Monticello, Minnesota.
Well, they come all the way from South America, and they're here, and they're actually, they nest on rooftops in cities like St. Paul, Minneapolis, St. Cloud, you know, all around the upper Midwest. So they're here for the nesting season.
Well, those
they feed on insects in the air, and they circle and dive and make all kinds of neat sounds.
Quite a show. You could sit in your by-the-yard furniture and watch them.
Yeah, and watch common nighthawks. That's right.
And we talk about this furniture for years, Jim and I do. We have it at our respective homes. And it's a CCO Land company, still family-run, down near Jordan, Minnesota. What they do is they make this very substantial furniture out of recycled plastic milk jugs. But before you think it's, you know, light, cheap furniture, it's not. It's very substantial.
It will not blow away in
the
wind.
No, and it's comfortable. You're never going to see it fade. I mean, how many patio furniture companies give you a 35-year warranty?
Well, you know, that one time when we were, well, we've been in Arizona several times, I've seen the furniture there, and I asked the people that owned it how long it's been there. It's been there quite a few years. And, you know, the summer before, I think it'd been 125 degrees. That furniture was in the sun, and it looked perfect.
It doesn't fade, and you can leave it out. That's what I love about it. You can leave it outside year in and year out, no matter where you live. If you have a lake home, perfect for that. You'll spend more time, you know, having fun at your getaway rather than staining or painting furniture.
That's right.
All right. Take care of your family. They're going to thank you for it. Get that by-the-art furniture. Tell you what, Jim and I would love you to have a free color catalog. You can call the showroom, or I'll give you a website as well. A couple of numbers, 952-492-2777, or toll-free, 877-220-0448. Or again, get on the web at buytheyard.net.
Oh, great furniture.
How about a quick phone call from Arlene in Prescott, okay?
Okay.
Let's do that. Arlene, you're on with Jim.
Okay, thank you. I had a visited a bird this week, hit and killed itself on my front window, and I feed a lot of birds, and I had never seen anything like this before. It took me 4 days to find out what it was, but it was a black-billed cuckoo, C-U-C-K-O.
Yeah, black-billed cuckoo, yes, yes.
And I had it 12 and a half inches long, and it's brown on the top and a white belly, and the end of its tail is all white.
Oh.
I've never seen one before, and I couldn't believe it. And it said in the book that it's native to here, but they're very rare.
Yes, yes. Julie Brophy and her group saw one Tuesday in Roberts Bird Sanctuary in Minneapolis. This is past Tuesday. And you know what? Now that you're talking about one hitting a window, if a bird ever hits the window, go out and pick it up right away. We can always wash your hands, but you don't have to worry about getting something from a bird. Pick it up, put it in a paper bag, close the bag tightly, bring it inside. About two-thirds of the time, the bird will live. And the rest of the time, it's broken its neck or has internal bleeding, so it can't live. But you can save so many birds' lives if they hit your window by doing that. Say, do we have time for a few more?
Absolutely.
Okay. Tim Grady, at his cabin near Lanesboro, took video of a monarch butterfly female hunting for milkweed plants. It's so neat. I'm watching this video, and then depositing eggs. This is just this past Friday. Also on Friday, he took up a video with nice sound too of common tree frogs calling. Beautiful sounds. Tom and Lisa Bovers also have been watching. It was Thursday, May 25th, watching ruby-throated hummingbird building a nest in Rice County, not far from their home in Faribault. Also in Faribault, Keith Radel observed that the first bluebird young fledged from one of his nesting boxes. He's got 350 out on Friday the 19th. And the first chickadee young fledged from a nest in his yard in a nesting box just this past Friday. David and Mary Brislance, who live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen, report they've now seen 18 species of warblers, including the first chestnut sighted and American red sarge. They just saw those yesterday. Said tall lungwort, also called the bluebells, it's a Mertensia, first started blooming yesterday. Service berries are now blooming. They had their first 70-degree temperature at Lutzen yesterday, and that brought out a few more black flies. They said the leaves are now out about one-third full size on quaking aspen and paper birch trees, and on other trees, the leaves are much, much smaller. We have time for a few more?
We have time for about another 40 seconds. And by the way, evidently our streaming has had some technical problems, something I'm not familiar with, but okay. Folks that are listening online where you got cut out. But I hope we're back on now. But anyway, Jim, why don't you give us another half a minute or so?
Okay. Colleen Klingel Hutch from rural Waconia here saw a first monarch butterfly. Just that would have been Friday. And Ray and Marlene Simon in their own yard. This is Northfield, saw 41 species of birds yesterday, 25 of them coming to the feeding station, and included in their list of 41, scarlet tanager, singing over and over and over. And he looked at his bat houses. He's got two or three bat houses out. The bats, the little brown bats, now have babies, and they carry their babies out when they fly at night. Incredible.
How about that? Well, Jim, thanks very much for another good show, and we'll try it again next week if you are able to join us, and I hope you are.
Look forward to it.
Good deal. Have a
good
week.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Jim Gilbert back with Nature Notes next Sunday morning here on 830 WCCO.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.